Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Just kind of continuing our coverage on Quinshon Judkins and what happened. And again, yesterday we had all the details of the police report and what the alleged victim said in the scenario. And, you know, as Jeff has laid it out, you know, that doesn't look good. I mean, it doesn't, it's not a good look. I mean,
if it's all legit and it turns out to be true.
It's just
he deserves to be suspended.
Yeah, it's disappointing. So earlier today, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk was on with the morning show, and he talked about a couple of things surrounding the story and where we're going with this thing. And you know, again, like I said, the league doesn't care, guilty, innocent. I don't think they don't the circumstances that may have led to an altercation, where this is all. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's NFL player, NFL rookie, who should know to try to avoid situations like this. He's probably going to get suspended. So let's hear what, I mean, is there anybody in here that doesn't think he's getting suspended? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, let's wait and see exactly what.
I mean, if the NFL doesn't care if he's guilty or innocent, and does it make the NFL look bad?
No, I think the NFL needs to. They will do their own investigation, but let's see what they come up with. But I would assume, you know, and we're making assumptions based on the police report and pictures. It certainly sounds like they are going to find that something happened there that would lead to a suspension.
Yeah, I don't think there's. I mean, the NFL looks bad. That's a fact. Whether he's guilty or innocent, that is a fact, and the NFL doesn't like that. And as an employee of the NFL. He's probably going to get suspended. But what did Florio say?
And one thing we've learned over the past 11 years, all the way back to the Ray Rice case, the NFL does not look kindly on allegations of players engaged in any form or fashion of domestic violence.
And Florio wrote the other day that the bar is six games, starts at six games.
Well, Ray Rice never played again. You know, he paid with the rest of his career. Ended up marrying his girlfriend like 6 weeks later. But Ray didn't play again. Other guys have obviously been suspended and come back.
I also thought it was interesting. Florio went on to kind of, you know, he played out the story the way it's written in the police report about how she waited. And I do think there were a lot of people in the beginning of this thing saying, well, why'd she wait? Why'd she wait so long? Why was it 5 days? Or why would they do that? But I thought Florio did a good job of explaining that. And you know, eventually she decided that she wanted to go to the authorities with it too. So Florio also speaking about paid leave and how that will affect the situation.
There is strategically a reason to get this done the moment you're put on paid leave. Because if you just let the legal system play out while you're on paid leave, you may miss the whole season. This thing could just linger and linger and linger. So that's how it could go for Judson.
There's a civil part of this and then there's a criminal part of it. So let's see. The other thing is, I don't know. Is she going to press charges all the way through? I think that's another, that I think in all these domestic violence cases, that seems to be, you know, one of the questions that always gets asked. We're not in that relationship either. That's the other problem. So like, I don't know. We don't know what that relationship is or what it was, or other than they know each other and that they had been traveling together, right? And that there had been talk about they dated.
They were boyfriend, girlfriend. They broke up. They got back together last month.
There you have it. Let's take some phone calls on this, too. Colton is in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Colton. How are you?
Doing good, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
My piece on the Judkins thing, whether he's innocent or guilty, he's going to have some sort of punishment from the league and from the authorities. So let that all play its course, and whether or not he gets suspended or not, time will tell, but we just got to focus on what the rest of the team needs. It's going to hurt the team whether or not something happens, but we need to move forward from it, and I'm excited for the Browns season this year, also excited for the rest of the Guardians season this year, and I'm excited for a great season this year. Also, today's my birthday, so I was hoping to get on the air, so thanks for guys for taking my call. Also, one last thing. I love listening to you guys talk baseball, and I feel like Bruce Schrenn would be a great addition as a guest on your guys' show sometime, and I would love to hear all.
All right, Colton, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great birthday. And he also thinks the Cavs are going to be good, too.
I'm sure. Probably big on Ohio State. Maybe St. Ignatius. Maybe. You never know.
David is in Hudson. Hi, David.
Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good to talk with you. And you? I am just sick. I own my own business. I will not even touch somebody that does that to somebody else. I am through with even hearing about this. The Browns are bad enough as it is. You know, and now this, all we need to do is just let him know. I don't understand why the NFL or the Browns don't have a systematic system tells every player what the punishment is if you do this thing. All right. And then go from there. And quite frankly, him, he needs to be gone off the team. I love the guy. I was excited. But now I'm like really disappointed. We just need to get rid of these people that are bad apples. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. I'll also remind you again, you only have one side of the story. I'm not saying it's true or it's false. I'm just saying this is the side of the story that we have. And sometimes things go different ways and you just don't know. And as Jeff has said, and I'll say 1,000 times over, and as we've gone through the media before, it's like, let's wait for all the facts to come out. The only thing I know that's a fact is that the NFL hates this stuff and that they don't care if you're guilty or innocent. In fact, you know, I talked about that.
If they really didn't care, Andy, they'd suspend guys for life. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's, you know, the one thing to remember here. The charge is a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the charge. It's not a felony. But that doesn't mean that the NFL shouldn't drop the hammer. They shouldn't have this in their league. But we shouldn't have it in our society, and we do.
So I mean, it's
bigger picture than just the NFL.
And the other part of this, too, is, and you can read this, it's right off of the NFL.com page. It's the football operations page where you go, and they talk about the 15 mandatory topics that are presented by the league, by the people who are rookies, There are 15 mandatory topics that are presented by the league and by the people who rookies will interact with on a daily basis. Its peer-to-peer format creates a collaborative environment for clear and consistent communication. I think it might have been easier when they did this all in person, face-to-face, but then they changed that rule and then they went to the individual teams. And so they've got to watch a video to the NFL and their league policies. There's no question about it. If you want to play in the league, you got to watch that video. Player benefits, player, you know, resources, all those things that you would probably go through during HR when you're kind of filling out things, and maybe if you're lucky enough to have a 401k that you can fill out that stuff, and, you know, Social Security and all that stuff. So, and they also talk about player expectations, including the importance of sportsmanship, respect in the workplace, media responsibilities, and how to work with their club's public relations staff. It is all laid out for anyone that plays in the NFL. And then they get to this one. Social responsibility for players, which covers the league's policies and the ramifications of issues like driving under the influence or committing acts of domestic violence or sexual assault. It is right there. The league has it in their face the second they become a member of an NFL franchise. You know, they talk about other things like the introduction of the culture, values, history of the league and the players' club. And then they talk about rule changes from the college to the pros. But there are 15 mandatory topics that every player that enters the NFL. Now, that's whether you're a rookie or a free agent or, you know, maybe you played in a different league and now you're coming into the NFL. And the NFL and the NFLPA are trying to get through to these guys. And if you look at the number of cases since Ray Rice, I think they have. But now we're in the middle of a circus here in Cleveland, because we have a player that's now accused of domestic violence. Misdemeanor, felony, doesn't matter. They're accused. And it's just, it's the image that you put around the shield. But I think you made a good point, Jeff, that, you know, if they really, really cared about this stuff, that players would be suspended for life. Is that what you, I don't want to put the words
in
the mouth.
Well, if they really did, on the other hand, Andy, I don't mean to downplay this, because it doesn't deserve to be downplayed. But the crime is a misdemeanor and not a felony. Does that deserve a lifetime suspension? I don't know. You know, that might be something that the NFL has to take on. You know, do they think they should drop the hammer more than society drops the hammer on this? Because society is deemed this a misdemeanor.
is society paying this player to represent their league? I think maybe that's where
there's a different. That's exactly why maybe the NFL needs to take a harder look at it.
You could make the argument society does by putting money back into football by buying tickets and buying jerseys and buying beer and buying all those things that are affiliated with.
Meaning what? Support the NFL and not. Well, society doesn't think it's a felony. You know, that's what the laws are.
Under Florida law. Well, it could be different in other places.
And it's not even, you know, it's domestic violence, yes. Hitting a woman, yes. Hitting a man, too. You know, we shouldn't be going around beating on people in our society. I know that sounds really stupid and basic, but it happens every day.
Every
municipality.
I mean, there is a reminder that I think sometimes gets lost in some of these stories, and maybe you can do something for the greater good here, is that, you know, most males that are victims of domestic violence don't report it. And, you know, it's another topic for another day, but it's also maybe sometimes, you know, when you start talking about things and you have the hard conversations, you start to realize that it's not just, it's a little bit more than just one gender base, if that makes sense. Ryan is in Geneva. Hi, Ryan.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Before I get into my stick here about the Browns and Ohio State, I want to give you praise for at least acknowledging that at this point right now, it is an accusation. And although it doesn't look good, there is a such thing as due process. And there are people sometimes in life that are falsely accused, whether they're football players or just regular, ordinary people.
Agreed.
Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good, though. But this is the ironic part to me. For all those years, and I guess it wasn't necessarily with this crew, with Barry and all that, but it seemed like the Browns avoided Ohio State players like the plague. Remember, people would call up and complain about it because, you know, you tend to be if you're a Browns fan, you tend to be an Ohio State fan around this area. And it just seemed like they never drafted, you know, Ohio State players, and yet we saw the Steelers continually hit on them. Well, now that they're finally drafting these players, I mean, last 2 years in a row, Hall with the DUI, now this with Judkins, it just seems like, I don't know, it's just funny that all that time they avoided it, and now they just can't seem to stop drafting guys that don't get arrested and suspended.
Well, if you're not going to draft them, then they're not going to get in any trouble. That's the other part, too. So you can look at it that way, too, right. If you look at the odds, right?
Yeah, it really just goes to show it's so frustrating for the fans that this organization has really become such a laughing stock and such a failure, and we're a joke. We're a joke. Sorry,
Ryan. Thank you. I will say this too, just in you know, the domestic violence thing is not just limited to the Browns.
Absolutely not.
Google, you know, the Browns. They're
unfortunately, yeah, it's not limited to any team or anybody.
Yeah. Mary Kay Cabot will help us sort through some of this stuff next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.